With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As we move our way up into Boca Raton, FAU, bowl bound, where are they going? Where will they end up? Two more games on the slate. A person that may have an idea, Jake Elman, who joins us from the Palm Beach Post. Jake, thanks so much for joining us, as always. Where would we be spending the bowl season this year if you're an FAU Owl fan?
Good evening, Larry. Well, you know, FAU, we'll see what happens. I personally think we saw what happened 2 years ago with the Boca Bowl. I thought that was a really well-done event. They got a good crowd. And FAU fed off it. They beat up on Akron. I think Boca Bowl, even though that's not a Conference USA tie-in, we see it all the time that these bowls kind of trade. I think the Boca Bowl is an option. Gasparilla up in Tampa, they have a Conference USA tie-in. And don't rule out the Bahamas Bowl. It's close, fairly. That's another Conference USA tie-in. This is one of those teams. This is, you know, FAU, I don't see a bowl like New Mexico out in the Midwest picking up on FAU because you have the travel concerns of, are fans really going to travel, especially with how late these bowls are in the holiday season?
Yeah, and obviously Bahamas Bowl, good bowl. You know, I mean, it's not far away. It give the fans a little jog over there for a day or two, which isn't the worst thing in the world. But from a fan standpoint, like you said, I mean, if you bring in the right opponent, Boca Bowl obviously will give them another quote unquote home game, keep the fans right there. But at the same time, maybe bring in an opponent that maybe has some ties to South Florida as well. Look at these this week's game. Obviously, both games are going to be a challenge, but both games are very winnable. Give this team an opportunity. What do you think's been, you know, the reason that FAU, Jake, has been able to fare so well this year, especially with some key losses in key positions?
There's two slogans that the players always talk about, Larry. The first is Band of Brothers. They wore it on their shirts all throughout the offseason, and they stressed unity. There were some locker room issues last year. The upperclassmen talked about all spring, all summer, that some guys maybe didn't buy in, or some upperclassmen last year that aren't here anymore, maybe were more focused on getting ready for the NFL. So Band of Brothers. And the other one is Pro Mindset. It's something that Kevin Smith, the former UCF great running back, former Detroit Lion, he has stressed since he got here in 2017. It's you carry yourself like a professional, you practice like a professional, and you play like a professional. So those two slogans, those two taglines, it's inspired guys. It's helped guys have the right mindset when they've needed to step up. We saw it with the running backs, guys like James Charles and Chauncey Mason, two local kids who were buried, backup guys. They were huge against Western Kentucky 2 weeks ago, and Mason was a huge reason why FAU beat up on FIU 2 weeks ago.
You bring up a good point. Obviously, you know, a lot of the local kids, and you know, that have made a difference. And that's the one thing that maybe in the early years, maybe after Howard, in between, they were having a tough time keeping the local Palm Beach County kids, maybe northern Broward and even into like southern Indian River County, that area, home. But now they're not, and they're getting a lot of the kids. And I notice whether you go on Twitter or Instagram or wherever, you see a lot of kids say, hey, I'm going to FAU game this week, or, you know, can't wait for the FAU game. That's something that you haven't seen in the past. Credit to this coaching staff, and, you know, for getting out in the communities, and credit to, you know, for promoting the team more locally, you know, rather than. And I told you, you know, that 1 year where I guess about three, four years ago, where FAU and FIU were both in transition, it seemed like they had more kids from the Jacksonville area than they did locally. Talk about that, because I think that's important, because now when you go to a game and they have one home game left, you're going to see a lot of local recruits you know, there, and then they take pictures and they talk about it, and other guys, you know, from local teams, whether it be Lake Worth or Pahokee or Glade Central, whatever, they're going to see it and they're going to say, you know what, you know, I want to go to the next game, and I'm, you know, I'm going to call up and see if I can get to the next game. And that wasn't like that a few years back. I think, you know, when they built the program and when Howard started the program, I think it was intended to kind of capture that area, and you know, always felt that if they could maybe land a Pahokee Glade Central kid, a Muck kid every year in the cycle, you'd have seven or eight, which is good, and you get a lot of attendance. I think that's extremely important from a recruiting standpoint. When we talk to you in the off season and we talk about some of the camps, and you're always mentioning, well, Wellington was there, or you know, Palm Beach Gardens was there, or Boca or Olympic Heights, and that's always good.
100%. You look at FAU's 2020 class right now, they have Frank Gore Jr. from Miami Killian. It sounds like, from what I'm hearing, that FAU might be willing to add a second running back, and the name I keep hearing is Christy Orr of Cardinal Newman up in Palm Beach County. Very dynamic player. Not the biggest guy. I think he's about 5'7", 5'8", but we saw with Devin Singletary, size doesn't always matter. A couple right. other local guys that whose names I keep hearing, Deron King of Deerfield, the quarterback. He visited the Shula Bowl. He said FAU is looking at him as a quarterback, which I find interesting. Right. But he was a Southern Miss commit up until about a month ago, so we'll see if he stays at home. And it's funny you mentioned the Muck, Reuben Jackson of Glade Central. He visited FAU for the Shula Bowl, too. He was out at Georgia Tech last week, and he said to me, hey, FAU is right in the middle there. So I would not be surprised if, even if this recruiting class isn't like Charlie Partridge's classes, where it did have that heavy Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach County focus, If you still see a lot of kids from those three counties, whether they sign or whether they come as preferred walk-ons, or even do what a couple kids did this offseason, which is transferring from other programs to come home.
Right, right. I mean, and you take a look at just in the area. Okay, you mentioned Deerfield. You mentioned a couple of the other programs. And their recruiting base, I mean, which is fine, goes up to Vero Beach, which is just an hour away. And, I mean, it's perfect because that's the essence of building and they are a lot of commuter kids that go to the school, large school as it is. But that's great when you can get the local kids. And I know the North Broward kids talk about it. I mean, even when you're at Cardinal Gibbons and schools like that, I mean, they talk about, you know, FAU, hey, we're going to FAU camp, or, I mean, and that to me, just like it is in the south end of the county and in Miami-Dade, or, you know, up north or South Broward, when they talk about FIU. And that's another thing. We hadn't had an opportunity to talk to you since the Shula Bowl. Obviously, a big win. And when you take a look at it, Jake, it's a huge shot fired for recruiting in that way. Talk about that. And I know you and Eric Henry probably had a side bet there somewhere.
I'll tell you, it was a little bit of a surprising game. I wasn't so surprised by the final score as much as I was how out of hand things got in the second half. FIU really competed in the first half. And, you know, going into the near halftime, I thought FIU might score, but they had that bad snap, and then Miko Dotson picked off the pass for FAU. He's been great. And then FAU slowly did what they did 2 years ago, which is pull away in the third quarter, and then by the time the fourth quarter comes, the other team is already out of it. So it was a huge win for FAU to stay in the conference running. If they win out and Marshall loses, FAU is headed to another conference title game. It's a big win in recruiting, like you said, because a lot of these kids, especially the local kids, this Conference USA, Marshall, FIU, they all recruit South Florida. So FAU, even if they lost to Marshall, you have wins over FIU, you have wins over Middle Tennessee, you have wins over Charlotte, and now with the Schmidt Center that's going to open in a few weeks, you're able to say to these teams, hey, we've beat up on FIU, or to these players, hey, we beat an FIU three straight years. We beat in Middle Tennessee 2 out of 3 years.
That's awesome. Jake Elman from the Palm Beach Post brings it strong, and we did the entire interview without your phone going out. So I am very I am very proud of that. But again, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks. We'll start talking bowls. You'll have probably a little more crystal clear idea of where the Owls will be going for bowl season. And they really deserved it. And they've worked hard this year. And I know you and I kind of talked in the preseason. And we were kind of up in the air what would happen this year. New personnel in different areas. But, Jake, they came through and done a great job. Again, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Larry. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks so much. Jake Elman from the Palm Beach Post talking a little bit of FAU football. And listen, I'm telling you, those games, I mean, that's what it was created when FAU, FIU created a tremendous rivalry, and the Shula Bowl has been that, although FAU has been getting them a few times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.